Ok, tole je ljubljanski Cross Radio 213. po vrsti. V njem bo Neil Young posebej za Cross Radio govoril o svojem sodelovanju z Ljubljanskim filmskim festivalom. Najprej pa predstavljamo novi album novomeške funk, soul, jazz, hip-hop skupine Move Knowledgement. Album z naslovom End People je izšel ta teden pri založbi Kappa Records in za Cross Radio o albumu govori MC Ntoko.
Nova plašča glede na te prejšnjo, jaz v bistvu skor malo vidim primerjavo med njima, razen to, da je pač isti band, no pa tudi niso vsi isti člani. Zdi se mi, da ne vem, v enih stvarih, katerih smo mogoče pretirabili pri ta prvi plati, smo zdaj mečko naladili, pri enih se mi zdi, da smo malo napredovali. Skratka, zdi se mi, da se tudi čutno, da je nova muzika, pač tudi drugačna produkcija, je drug zvok, tako da, mislim, da je ful korak do prejšnje plate, zdaj, ko jih primerjam.
Ok, omenil si spremembe v ekipi, kako malo več poveš?
Ja, na to prvi plošče je igral v bistvu bassist, imeli smo še tokalca v ekipi, imeli smo drugega synthmana, zdaj v bistvu smo synth več ali manj zamenali z Fender Rhodes, ko igra Miha Šajina, nov član, drug basist je Dejan Slak, tokalca ni več v ekipi, tako da trije ljudje so nekako pač šli in odšli.
Koliko je bil sam proces nastajanja novega materiala in snemanja tudi zdaj drugače naprej, recimo?
Ja, mislim, da predvsem je bil pač bolj poglobljen, no. Spet v bistvu od prejšnje plate, ker smo delali komade, že 3 leta so minile, ne. Tako da v bistvu teh 12 komadov smo več ali manj delali vse ta sajt vmes, ne. Tako da namest, da bi hiteli pa naredili 50 novih komadov, kot smo to včasih delali, smo zdaj mogoče pač bolj si izbrali, kaj bi res hoteli narediti, pa smo se malo bolj poglobili v te komade. Se mi zdi, da so malo bolj zreli aranžmajsko in malo bolj dodeleni tudi po zvoku in ostalem.
V redu, nova je tudi založba?
Nova je založba, ja. V bistvu iz Goge smo prišalkali na Kappa Records. To so v bistvu pač ljudje poznajo več ali manj iz teh, kot ljudi, ki upravljajo Galo Halo na Metelkovi. V bistvu tla zranje je tudi pač Jani Mujič, naš producent, ki je v bistvu tudi naš stonski nik. Tako da več ali manj se nam zdi pač ful v redu ekipa, s katero že ves sajt sodelujemo, no, tudi preko koncertov in td.
In tole so Move Knowledgement v komadu End People.
People with a new bad habit, cars looking like they all fell from the sky, turn their backs to incredible sights, man, I never polite. The clock strikes 3, all got a place where we'd rather be, with a bag of chips in the land of the free, me, myself, and my anti-free. While so declare war against gravity, can none of them travel as fast as me? They swear the pedal, try to hurry, hold me, I'm already there, living on a road, don't lose control, man, I'm not. One bad move makes a traffic stop, cancel out of those plans you got. Wisdom teeth into the aftershock, yeah, I go by the name of Laughingstock, cause I travel slow but I'm fast with thoughts. Kids on the bridge with a bag of rocks, all screaming out it's a sabotage. Again, you can tell by the way they sneer. The man the queen lays another bag, and there will be no more hiding here. Still got a couple tricks up my sleeve, the nuts and the bolts of the submarine, the shortcuts right to the guts and spleen. This moon ain't nothing but an ugly dream, so what's the use, why fuss and scream? Be the screw loose and the drum machine, in truth I'm starting to love the scene. And these bad men run into the openings like the West, in fact. Indians, cowboys, buffalo herds, railroad tracks, outlaws, the people know nothing about clocks. Old Dean Moriarty got lost. Think you can tame the time you've been had, think you can tame your mind you've been had, think you could save the world you've been had. It's all about them again. Ha! Think you could save the world you've been had, think you could save your mind you've been had, think you could save the time you've been had. It's all about them again.
radio.
Ljubljana je že cel teden v pričakovanju 16. filmskega festivala in preračunavan, koliko filmov od 100 ponujenih si bo kdo uspel pogledati. Dogodek v mestu se je začel in če ste v Ljubljani, ste lahko za hip začutili, kot da se poleg njega ne dogaja prav nič drugega. Kljub temu, da festival sam po sebi nima začrtane programske usmeritve, kaj želi doseči in s čim prispevati k razvoju filmske kulture pri nas, bo letos verjetno dosegal rekordno število obiskovalcev. Sodeč predvsem po udarni promocijski taktiki in zaprti kinoteki. Plakati so zapolnili vse mestne vitrine in prodaja vstopnic se je razširila tudi na splet. Lif iz mesta ne bo odšel, dokler vam ne bo izpraznil vseh prihrankov. Bi bil lahko nekoč slogan tega posebnega festivala, središčem v Ljubljanskem kongresnem centru, imenovanem po Ivanu Cankarju. Letos bosta fokus zaznamovala dva režiserja. Wim Wenders z dvema filmoma in Mark Rotemund s tremi. Fokus, ki bi v tujini pomenil obsežnejšo predstavitev enega avtorja, ponavadi nekoga, ki ima za seboj že zajetno število filmov, bo v Sloveniji predstavil le Wendersovo dopolnilo. Njegova zadnja dva filma, Land of Plenty in Don't Come Knocking. Verjetno po logiki, da nas je malo starejših od 25 let, ki ne bi poznali njegovih preteklih filmskih stvaritev. Slovenski film je letos dobil kar svoj program. Naši. Kot so ga pred leti režiseri z območja bivše Jugoslavije in bližnje okolici. Program Jug-Jugovzhodno. Ne samo, da so nas med seboj ločili mladim filmskim avtorjem, kot so Jan Cvitkovič, Kristi Kpuju in Nedžad Begović, so zmanjšali možnost nagrade v programu Perspektive. Na Ljubljanskem filmskem festivalu bomo tako videli skoraj vso najnovejšo, elitnejšo slovensko produkcijo, z izjemo Igorja Šterka, čeprav nas v manj kot mesecu dni čaka v Portorožu festival slovenskega filma z istimi slovenskimi imeni, razširjenim programom, sledi kratek pogovor s filmskim kritikom, festivalskim popotnikom in programskim sodelavcem Lifa, Nilom Jangom, o tem, kako je zašel v programske vode festivala Lif, katere filme je letos pripeljal na festival in njegovo letošnje filmsko odkritje.
First of all, before we start speaking about Ljubljana International Film Festival, I would like to clear one thing first.
Yes?
You're not a famous musician, a guitarist from Toronto.
No, unfortunately, we're not related. I'm sure he gets asked many times if he's a famous film critic.
So you never found yourself in a difficult situation when people were mixing you with him or...
Oh, sometimes. I sometimes get emails from people who are big fans of the Canadian singer Neil Young and they want advice on their life and whether they should join the army and whether they should speak to their father and things like this. So I try to give some advice, but I always tell them that I'm not the actual singer-songwriter. But, you know, it's my name too, so we'll share it. Let's put it like that.
Okay. And you were not writing a review on Jarmusch film Dead Man and a soundtrack that was composed by Neil Young, the musician, and then explaining,
well,
actually.
Well, the Canadian Neil Young has actually directed two films himself. The most recent one was called Greenfield. And I've never actually had to review those, but if I did so, I'd have to make sure the reader was aware that I was not reviewing my own film.
Oh, okay. The reason what we are calling you today is about your collaboration with Liv, Ljubljana International Film Festival. You started to collaborate with them a few years ago. Can you tell us how they found you, or you found them, since I see you now in Slovenia many times?
Yes, it goes back actually to Estonia, where I was at a film festival in Tallinn in Estonia in 2001, where I saw the film Bread and Milk by Jan Cvitkovic, Kruin Mleko, and I did some reviews of the film and I arranged it to be shown in the UK. So when I went to the Berlinale Film Festival in Berlin the following winter, I met up with the people that I'd been emailing from the Slovenian Film Fund, and the next thing I knew I was invited to a party for Garden of the Frontier by Maya Weiss. And at that party I met Jelka Stergel, and she told me all about Ljubljana Film Festival, and the next thing I knew I was invited, and the next thing I knew I was on the jury, and then I was in Ljubljana. So it traces back 4 years now, in fact.
So your first festival program was last year, as I remember.
Well, to be honest, I think I advised Jelka on some programming issues after my first visit, which was in 2002. I think in 2003 she took some of my suggestions, and then last year, 2004, it was done on a slightly more formal basis, and I was listed as a kind of official sort of programming consultant. But we've had a good working relationship for well, this is to be the third festival now. So it's a good relationship, and hopefully we'll continue.
Can you tell me what is your contribution to LIV this year?
Well, I always send Jelka various emails from the festivals that I go to, and I give her lists of the films that I like and lists of the films that I don't like. And then obviously Jelka and her advisors are the ones who make the final decision. But certainly from Edinburgh Film Festival, I recommended Merck from Denmark. And also there's a British film called Dead Man's Shoes, which I was very enthusiastic about. This is one of the best British films for the last 10 years by Shane Meadows. And I was very happy to see both of those in the programme. And also from festivals like Rotterdam, there was a film called The Intruder, L'Intruse, by Claire Denis, which was also one of my recommendations. So looking through the list just on the internet there today, I saw quite a few films which I've given the thumbs up to, as we say in the UK.
Well, since you're visiting a lot of festivals, you can see that on your Neil Young Film Lounge website.
Oh, yes.
Did you find any really new discovery, like a new director, in the last year?
From my visits around the different festivals?
Yes.
I saw a very good film just very recently in Vienna, an American film about the graffiti which is done on railroad cars. Called Who is Bozo Texino? It's a very kind of funny title in English. And this is too late to be going into the schedule for LIV this year, but I hopefully, you know, it could be next year, because I think the director of this film, his name is Bill Daniel. I think he's a very exciting director, because he's done a documentary, but it's in the style which is very radical and interesting. And I think the documentaries have become a very big area in the last few years, thanks to people like Michael Moore and Morgan Spurlock. But this is one of the first documentaries I've seen which has a genuinely kind of radical filmmaking style, as well as an interesting subject. So I would have to say that of the last year or so, that the director that I would say is the best discovery is this American Bill Daniel, and hopefully, as I say, we'll be introducing him to Ljubljana audiences at the next year's festival in 2006.
So you're visiting us next week.
Yes, I should be making my... I think this will be my fourth visit to Ljubljana, because I was actually in Slovenia earlier this year and called in at Ljubljana because I was going to the Kino Otok Festival down on the coast in Izola. And I made sure that I spent a couple of days in Ljubljana and saw some friends from previous visits. So I'm quite a frequent flyer to Ljubljana these days.
Evo, to je bilo to za 213. Cross Radio, ljubljanska cross ekipa in oba Nila Younga se poslavljamo. Čao! Cross Radio.